Shavuot Tov, everybody. So Parshas Truma, like Parshas Vayishlach for the Ramban begins with an introductory essay in both places, Vayishlach, very famously to describe the threefold response of Yaakov Avinu, Tfilat Aron and Melchama, and Parshas Truma begins with an explication of his famous Shita that the Mishkan is really a hemsheikh of the Kavod of Har Sinai in many, many senses. But what he emphasizes in this context is the idea that Klal Yisrael was Ra'oi, Shetishrem Mamshchina, after they had Kabbalah Satara, which was a form of Giyur, a theme that we've focused on a lot recently. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mashra Shechinaso Beinehem. That's the essay of the Ramban. So something emerges according to the Sforno here, another Hakbalah, as it were, between Maimid Har Sinai and the Trumas HaMishkan. So we know that part of the discussion in terms of Maimon Har Sinai is the idea of Ritzoneinu Lirosas Malkein. It wasn't necessarily, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vision from the very beginning that Klal Yisrael would be, part of the revelation, certainly according to Rashi, based on the Medrash, right? The idea was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the rest of the Torah, would speak to Moshe, and Moshe would relate to Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael wanted a much more activist posture in terms of Ritzoneinu Lirosas Malkein. And that's part of the, the result of that is not just Vikidashtam Ayom Machar, but Vayunechonim Lashloshes Yamim Al Tikshol Isha, the extra Hosef Moshe Yomechad Midaito, once we had this kind of inaudible. So Lashita Sasforno, the Sforno says, Vikhuli Trumam, Eiskul Isha Sher Yidvenu Libo, Tikhu Es Trumasi, the original plan was not for Klal Yisrael necessarily to do it themselves, but Gaboyim would go around, Gaboy Tzedakas and Hedrios would go around, and they would be Gova, the Davas HaMishkan, and, collect all the things that were needed, the Zav, the Chesed, the Choshes, the Tchelas, the Agaman, the Tolah Shani, the Sheish, the Yizim, everything that was necessary would be gathered. And Klal Yisrael, you know, they didn't wait. They weren't willing to wait, and they wanted to give right away. And the proximate result of that was that the Nesim, of course, as we know, were left without the capacity to contribute. In the end, they contributed something very important, the Avnei Shon, the Avnei Miluim, Laifod V'Lachoshen, but the point is that this was out of nowhere. So, Lashitas HaRamban, something very fascinating emerges if you put all of this together. The Ramban says, right, that the Hemsheikh of Har Sinai, the Kavod Har Sinai, is V'Asu L'Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Socham, is the Mishkan. So now you see that same sentiment continued, because by Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael Ritzoneinu Lirosas Malkeinu, they didn't want to be passive, they didn't want to wait, right? They didn't want to experience it indirectly. Hu Hadinami with the Trumas HaMishkan, so they didn't want to wait for somebody to come, collecting, to come knocking, and they were prepared to give right away, and that was to the eternal credit of Klal Yisrael, that they were, Zrizim U'Makdimin, Lemelaches HaMishkan.